But now, that was three-year-old steers, and they were butter fat.
But now, that three-year-old steers,
so,
butter fat.
The, them steers would draft around 500 pounds.
Dress?
They were fat. That was fat beef. Corn and velvet beef.
They were fat.
Nothing better than that, you know. I don't think. It wasn't in that day and time. And anyway, that's the way that we made our living. You sell those oranges. You sell a lot of syrup.
Made our living.
And sweet potatoes. Made a lot of sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes the same thing as yams?
Yeah.
The same difference? Yeah.
Yeah, but we can't grow them here in this country anymore. Worth anything. We have a weevil that gets in them. That just ruins them. And when you go to the market and buy potatoes, you better cook those potatoes pretty quick. Because if you take them there and put them in the kitchen somewhere there, them weevils will get in them right quick. Next thing you know, why you just see them things plumb full of holes.
Right quick.
And your potatoes are gone. You better cook them when you get them. Just buy a few at the time, what you want to cook. Because the weevils will get in them.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I didn't know they'd go inside your house, too.
Oh, they'll get in them wherever you... the egg is already there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Egg is already there.
Did you ever have any hogs on your farm?
Very few. Mm-hmm. My father used to have a lot of hogs.
Very few.
But it got to where the cholera got in this country so bad.
But it got
well, a bunch of hogs I had.
So bad.
Had them just ready for the market, almost.
Hogs I had.
When I went down to the pen one morning, and everyone was down with the cholera. I lost every one of them.
Hmm. Did you ever butcher hogs in your father's farm?
Oh, yes. We saved all of our own meat, all of our own sausage, and our...
We saved all of our own...
All of the lard, the shortening. We saved all of that.
All of the lard.
Would take that. We'd take that sausage meat and grind it up. Some of it was stuffed in casing, and then hang it up in the smokehouse and smoke it with hickory smoke.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go to the swamp and we'd work. We'd find us a good hickory tree, green hickory tree, and we'd cut that, split that up, and that's what we smoked with.
Mm-hmm.
Then she'd take the ground sausage, the ground meat, and she'd boil that and fry it, and pack it down. And a large
bowl
pan, and then pour this lard all over it.
Ah, yeah.
And it was then you could go any time of the year you wanted to and get your fresh sausage.
Wow. Did you ever do anything with a pig's head when you...
Pig's head? We'd make hog head cheese.
Okay, great.
Yes. My mother would take those heads and we'd clean those heads good and clean, and she'd boil them and she'd take all the meat off.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd mix some of the liver and some of the backstrap, grind that all up, fix it all up, and make a hog head cheese. Put onions and vinegar and all kind of seasoning in there. Now, boy, that's good stuff.
But is that the same thing as scouse?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I was over here at my brother's, the old home place, the other day, and they had butchered some hogs, and his wife, an old Georgia gal, and she'd made a bunch of hog head cheese, or salad, or whatever you want to call it,
okay,
and put it in thin bags about that long, about that big round, just packed in there, just tight as a package, you know, and then they'd hang it up out here and let it drip. All the grease, and then they scrape it every morning.
Hang it up,
get all of the grease out of it. Then they put it in a refrigerator, and get it good and cold. You could slice it just like.
Oh, yeah.